702. The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
21 after 8, let's catch up with the rest of the planet now. Adam Gilchrist, here's a story. 9 European nations have now halted their AstraZeneca jab. Concerns around blood clots.
Yeah, this is linked to 22 cases of deep vein thrombosis and, 17 cases of deep vein thrombosis and 22 cases of embolism. So pretty much 40 cases that some believe might be linked to having the jab. So Germany, France, Italy, Spain, as you say, 9 countries in all have all decided to halt it. There's a key meeting today. There's another key decision on Thursday. The World Health Organization has come out and said, you don't need to pause it. It's okay. This is a safe vaccination. There is a slight element of choose your scientist or choose your medic at this point. But certainly I heard last night a virologist deeply involved in all of this saying, hang on a moment, 40 cases of blood clots from 17 million people who've had the vaccination is a much lower number than just general people who have blood clots. In other words, it's entirely possible that the jab actually reduces the risk. But the fact is there's a flag being thrown and some are taking it as an anti-British stance. I don't quite go along with that, but certainly makes a tabloid headline or two. But I guess the problem is it's confidence. And as we know with a vaccination program around the world, sometimes confidence goes a bit shaky on it, and this isn't going to help, is it?
Let's go to the Vatican now, Adam. A no as far as same-sex unions are concerned.
Yes, the Catholic Church saying it does not have the power to bless same-sex unions. So this wasn't even about same-sex marriages, but just about a blessing. This is partly in the light of the fact that Catholic priests in both Germany and the United States have carried out some blessings, and it sort of has led to some questions. And lo and behold, the CDF, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, so those who, it's the sort of right-hand guys of the Pope, isn't it? Those who make sure that all the right things are done in the name of Catholicism. Huh, right things, maybe I'll say that with a pinch of salt. They have come out and said it is impossible for God to bless sin. So this is very much the old traditional Catholic Church saying, I mean, Pope Francis has talked about the positivity of same-sex couples and civil unions, and indeed there are all sorts of things that have been quite positive coming out of Pope Francis, but this is a real slap in the face, I'd say, for anyone entering into a same-sex union who wants that church blessing. But always a tricky one, isn't it, Bongani, for a very old church like the Catholic Church? Does it sway a little bit and move with the times, or does it stay rigidly with it? Because you can bet if they change, they tee off a lot of people. If they don't change, they tee off a lot of people.
And they're stuck in it, right? Reconciling faith and orientation. I think that's a conversation we can have for days, Adam. Britain's shopping basket, you've got some new must-have items from the pandemic.
Yeah, this is as they work it out for the Office for National Statistics here in the UK about, therefore, what counts towards working out the cost of living or deciphering what inflation is doing, that sort of stuff. So they put into the shopping basket all the usual things like the cost of a mortgage, house prices, fuel at the garage, that sort of stuff. Some things come and go. And so pandemic and lockdown related. Let's tick these off together, shall we? So what have we all been buying in the last year now in the Office for National Statistics basket? Hand sanitizer, loungewear, so joggers, hoodies, sweatshirts, that sort of stuff, smartwatches and Fitbits, hand weights, exercise mats, coffee of all kinds, smoothies, fresh fruit and veg, because we've been so healthy, and then milk chocolate Maltesers. And do you know what? Thank goodness for that, because we were all virtue and no vice there. And Catholic Church, take note. Sometimes you just have a little devil. Thank goodness we're buying a bit of chocolate.
I'll take some devil. Thank you very much. Adam Gilchrist, we'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.